content of this program is intended for people who are blind or content impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the broadcast. This is Kirk Benwick for the Triangle Radio Radio Service. Welcome to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about plays that are produced locally with an audio description performance, and movies that are available with audio description. We'll begin with a quick overview. More details about the most immediate offerings will follow later in the show. Okay, so upcoming plays in the Raleigh-Cary area. We've got Mamma Mia at North Carolina Theater on Saturday, February 16th, 2 p.m. Men on Boats at Justice Theater Project, and performing at the Umstead UCC Church on Sunday, February 17th, 3:30 p.m. Cabaret at North Carolina State University Theater, and performing in Thompson Theater on Thursday, February 21st, 7:30 p.m. Charlotte's Web at Cary Youth Applause in the Cary Arts Center on Sunday, February 24th, 3 p.m. Junie B. Jones, the Musical at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, February 24th, 5 p.m. Bob Marley's Three Little Birds at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, March 17th at 5 p.m. And The King and I at Broadway Series South in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium on Saturday, March 23rd, 2 p.m. In Durham and Chapel Hill, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory at DPAC on Saturday, February 16th, 8 p.m. That's the Durham Performing Arts Center. Life of Galileo at Playmakers Repertory Company in Chapel Hill, Tuesday, March 5th, 7:30 p.m. Dear Evan Hansen at DPAC on Saturday, March 16th, 8 p.m. And then in Greensboro or Winston-Salem, we have Two Trains Running at the Triad Stage on Saturday, March 30th, 2 p.m. And in Fayetteville, we have the Cape Fear Regional Theater offering Trumbo on Sunday, March 10th at 2 p.m. That's the quick overview on plays. Now we'll take a look at the quick overview on movies. Now, the following theaters show movies with audio description. These are the Regal theaters in the Triangle area. North Hills Stadium 14 at 4150 Main at North Hills Street in Raleigh. Briar Creek Stadium 14 at 8611 Briar Creek Parkway in Raleigh. Timberline 6 in Chapel Hill at 120 Banks Drive, Chapel Hill. Crossroads Stadium 20 and IMAX in Cary. It's at 501 Cataboo Avenue in Cary. In Apex, there's the Beaver Creek Stadium 12, 1441 Beaver Creek Commons Drive. And in Garner is the White Oak Stadium 14 at 1205 Timber Drive East in Garner. Now, Regal Theaters has a telephone system for getting up-to-date information concerning showtimes for the various movies and up-to-date information concerning what is actually showing in which theaters. And you can call them. It's a toll-free number, 844-462-7342. That's 844-462-7342, and you simply follow the menu prompts, and fairly soon you've got the information that you need. So anyway, let's take a look and see what movies. Once again, this is the overview of the movies. Now, these first ones here are just coming out this week. There's Cold Pursuit, rated R, which plays in all of those theaters except the Timberline. So that's the Crossroads in Cary, Beaver Creek in Apex, North Hills, and Briar Creek in Raleigh, White Oak in Garner. The Lego Movie, or actually Lego Movie 2, the second part, is rated PG, plays in all six of those theaters. The Prodigy, rated R, plays in all of those theaters except the Timberline. They Shall Not Grow Old, rated R, as is The Prodigy, also rated R, plays at the Crossroads in Cary and the North Hills in Raleigh. What Men Want, also rated R, plays at all of those theaters except for the Timberline. Movies that are sticking around that are not brand new this week, there's A Dog's Way Home, rated PG, plays at the Timberline in Chapel Hill. A Star is Born, rated R, also plays at the Timberline in Chapel Hill. Aquaman, rated PG-13, plays at all of those theaters except the Timberline. Bohemian Rhapsody, rated PG-13, as is Aquaman. It plays at the Crossroads in Cary, and that's it. Bumblebee, rated PG-13, plays at the Crossroads in Cary and the White Oak in Garner. Escape Room, rated PG-13, plays at the Crossroads in Cary, North Hills in Raleigh, Briar Creek in Raleigh, and White Oak in Garner. Glass, rated PG-13, plays at all of those theaters. Green Book, rated PG-13, plays just at Crossroads in Cary. Mary Poppins Returns, rated PG, also plays just at the Crossroads in Cary. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, rated PG, plays at all six of those theaters. Favorite, rated R, plays only at the Timberline in Chapel Hill. The Kid Who Would Be King, rated PG, plays at the Crossroads in Cary, Beaver Creek in Apex, and Timberline in Chapel Hill. And The Upside, rated PG-13, plays at all of those theaters. Now we'll get some preview information on the ones that are brand new this week. There's Cold Pursuit, once again rated R for some language, sexual references, drug material, and strong violence. It runs an hour and 58 minutes. This is an action thriller infused with irreverent humor. It stars Liam Neeson as Nels Coxman, a family man whose quiet life with his wife, played by Laura Dern, is upended following the mysterious death of their son. Nels' search for justice turns into a vengeful hunt for Viking, played by Tom Bateman, a drug lord he believes is connected to the death. As one by one each of Viking's associates disappear, Nels goes from upstanding citizen to ice-cold vigilante, letting nothing and no one get in his way. And this is an action-adventure drama. The Lego Movie 2, the second part, rated PG, runs an hour and 46 minutes. It's been 5 years since everything was awesome, and the citizens are now facing a new threat. Lego Duplo, invaders from outer space, wrecking everything faster than they can rebuild. The battle to defeat them and restore harmony to the Lego universe will take Emmett, Lucy, Batman, and their friends to faraway, unexplored worlds, including a strange galaxy where everything is a musical. It will test their courage, creativity, and master building skills, and reveal just how special they really are. And this, of course, is an animated feature film. The Prodigy, rated R for disturbing and bloody images, brief graphic nudity, a sexual reference, and violence, runs 1 hour and 32 minutes. In her much-anticipated foray into the horror-thriller genre, Taylor Schilling stars in The Prodigy as Sarah, a mother whose young son Miles' disturbing behavior signals that an evil, possibly supernatural force has taken him. Fearing for her family's safety, Sarah must grapple with her maternal instinct to love and protect Miles in favor of investigating what or who is causing his dark turn. She is forced to look for answers in the past, taking the audience on a wild ride, one where the line between perception and reality remains blurry. And this is a horror movie. They Shall Not Grow Old is rated R for disturbing war images. It runs 2 hours and 12 minutes. On the centenary of the end of the First World War, Academy Award winner Peter Jackson presents an extraordinary new work showing the Great War as you have never seen it, using state-of-the-art technology to restore original archival footage, which is more than 100 years old. Jackson brings to life the people who can best tell this story, the men who were there. Using the voices of the men involved, the film explores the reality of war on the front line, their attitudes to the conflict, how they ate, slept, and formed friendships, as well as what their lives were like away from the trenches during the periods of downtime. Reaching into the mists of time, Jackson aims to give these men voices, investigate the hopes and fears of the veterans, the humility and humanity that represented a generation changed forever by a global war. And this is a wartime documentary movie. What Men Want is rated R. It runs 1 hour and 57 minutes, and it involves some drug material, sexual content throughout, and language. Ali Davis, played by Taraji P. Henson, is a successful sports agent who's constantly boxed out by her male colleagues. When Ali is passed up for a well-deserved promotion, she questions what else she needs to do to succeed in a man's world, until she gains the ability to hear men's thoughts. With her newfound power, Ali looks to outsmart her colleagues as she races to sign the next basketball superstar. But the lengths she has to go to will put her relationship with her best friends and a potential new love interest, played by Aldous Hodge, to the test. And this is a comedy. Now, once again, you can get showtimes for any movie that are playing at one of these theaters by calling 844-462-7342. That's 844-462-7342, and simply following the menu prompts. We're going to move over and take a look at plays now, and then we'll come back to movies about which we've already done preview in previous shows. But Mamma Mia at North Carolina Theater plays February 16th. It's 2 p.m. It's the ultimate feel-good show. A mother, a daughter, three possible dads, and a trip down the aisle you'll never forget. The storytelling magic of ABBA's timeless songs propels this enchanting tale of love, laughter, and friendship, creating an unforgettable show. A large cast, nonstop laughs, and explosive dance numbers combine to make a guaranteed smash, featuring hits Dancing Queen, Gimme Gimme Gimme, Take a Chance on Me, and many more. You can make reservations with North Carolina Theater by calling 919-831-6941. That's 919-831-6941. And you need extension 6944. And once again, 6944 is the extension. The full number, 919-831-6941, extension 6944. Tickets start at $41.50 and go as high as $91.15. Men on Boats at Justice Theater Project in the Umstead Church on Sunday, February 17th at 3:30 p.m. It's written by Jacqueline Backhouse, directed by Jules Odenhall James. It's based on the book The Exploration of the Colorado River and Its Canyons, written by John Wesley Powell. A brave cast of gender explorers portrays Powell, a stately one-armed army major, and his nine-man 1869 expedition as it wends its way in four boats through perilous waters to create the first official map of the region. The humor and pathos of the play emerge in the portrayal of cisgender white male bluster and bravado by artists who do not identify as such, and who illuminate and undercut clichés of the archetypal hero and adventurer. The number to call for tickets is 919-264-7089. Once again, that's 919-264-7089. Now, Justice Theater Project actually affords you with a fare of free tickets if you're going to be using the audio description service. That's one for you and one for your driver, so there's really no reason to miss one of their shows. Their number again is 919-264-7089 for Men on Boats, which plays Sunday, February 17th at 3:30 p.m. Cabaret at North Carolina State University Theater's Stewart Theater. The audio described show is Thursday, February 21st at 7:30. The book is by Joe Masteroff, music by John Kander, and lyrics by Fred Ebb. A young American writer, Cliff Bradshaw, and his love, the charismatic singer Sally Bowles, spend their days in Fraulein Schneider's boarding house and their nights in the seedy Kit Kat Club. There, the master of ceremonies guides them through Berlin's underbelly in the chaotic final days of the Weimar Republic. Enjoy the music, Velkommen, the money song, It Couldn't Please Me More, Cabaret, all the music that has thrilled audiences worldwide in this Tony Award-winning musical. It's based on the play by John Van Druten and stories by Christopher Isherwood. Now, just a brief warning here. There is strong language, adult content, sexual innuendo. Theatrical haze will be used during this production. This is directed by Mia Self. The number to call for NC State Theater is 919-515-1100. That's 919-515-1100. Adult tickets in Section A are $27, senior citizens are $25, faculty and staff are $23, students in general are $19, and CSU students are $10. In Section B, it's a little bit cheaper. We got, instead of $27, it's $23. Instead of $25, it's $21. Instead of $23, it's $19. And instead of 19, it's 15. And instead of 10 for NCSU students, it is 8. And they also add on the applicable fees and North Carolina State sales tax. And the seating for this is reserved seating. Charlotte's Web, being done by Cary Youth Applause at the Cary Arts Center on Sunday, February 24th at 3 p.m., this is adapted by Joseph Robinette, based on the book by E.B. White. It's a beautiful story about some pig, Wilbur, and his unlikely friendship with a little girl named Fern and a spider named Charlotte. Tickets for this are $10, and you just buy them at the door. Junie B. Jones, the musical, at Rowley Little Theater. It shows on Sunday, February 24th, 5 p.m. Sneak a peek into the top-secret personal beeswax journal of the outspoken and lovable Junie B. Jones. It's Junie B's first day of first grade, and things have changed. Junie's friend Lucille doesn't want to be her BFF anymore. Also, Junie has trouble reading the blackboard, and she might need glasses. This is a delightful adaptation of Barbara Park's best-selling books. They are brought to life in a genuinely comical musical. The book and lyrics are by Marcy Heisler, music by Zena Goldrich, and this is adapted from Junie B. Jones' series of books by Barbara Park. This is directed by Kathleen Rudolph. Tickets at Raleigh Little Theater. You can make your reservations by calling 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111. Adults are $18. Children 12 and under are $12. And Raleigh Little Theater offers a second ticket for free to anyone who is using the audio described service. That's basically your driver or your companion's ticket will be free. Also at Raleigh Little Theater is Bob Marley's Three Little Birds. And this audio described show is on Sunday, March 17th at 5 p.m. Meet Ziggy, a shy boy who would rather stay at home and watch television than explore the island of Jamaica. Over the course of his onstage journey, with some help from his friend Nancy, he realizes that the real adventures can be found outside, amid the birds and jungles and beaches. Their worldly adventure is enlivened by the fantastic songs of renowned reggae artist Bob Marley. This is based on the story by Sadella Marley. Books and music, or music and lyrics, rather, by Bob Marley. Adapted for the stage by Michael J. Bobbitt, with additional music and lyrics by John L. Cornelius II. This is directed by Deb Royals Mazurk, and same number, 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111. Adults are $18. Children 12 and under are $12. And once again, with the purchase of just a normal ticket, you can get a ticket for your driver or your theater companion. Just when you make your reservation, let them know you'll be using the audio description service. And The King and I at Broadway Series South is on Saturday, March 23rd at 2 p.m., and this plays in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium. One of Rodgers and Hammerstein's finest works, The King and I boasts a score which features such beloved classics as Getting to Know You, I Whistle a Happy Tune, Shall We Dance, and Something Wonderful. Set in 1860s Bangkok, the music tells the story of the unconventional and tempestuous relationship that develops between the King of Siam and Anna Linowans, a British schoolteacher whom the modernist king in an imperialist world brings to Siam to teach his many wives and children. Tickets run $25.15 through $93.15, and you can get tickets by calling 919-831-6941. That's 919-831-6941, and you want extension 6944. Whole thing again here, 919-831-6941 and extension 6944. Moving over to the Durham Chapel Hill area, we've got Charlie and the Chocolate Factory at DPAC, and that's Durham Performing Arts Center, on Saturday, February 16th at 8 p.m. Step inside a world of pure imagination. A marvelous show for everyone. You're guaranteed to have a ball, says NPR. Roald Dahl's Amazing Tale is now Durham's golden ticket. It's the perfect recipe for a delectable treat, Songs from the original film, including Pure Imagination, The Candy Man, and I've Got a Golden Ticket, alongside a toe-tapping and ear-tickling new score from the songwriters of Hairspray. Get ready for Oompa Loompas, Incredible Inventions, The Great Glass Elevator, and more, more, more at this everlasting showstopper. The number for tickets is 919-680-2787. That's 919-680-2787. Tickets start at $31 plus taxes and ticket fees. In Chapel Hill, Life of Galileo at Playmakers Repertory Company in the Paul Green Theater. This is on Tuesday, March 5th, 7:30 p.m. The play is by Bertolt Brecht, and it's adapted by Joseph Discher and directed by Vivian Benesch. Galileo Galilei, father, hero, heretic. When a chance discovery leads to evidence of a seismic shift in scientific thinking, Galileo sparks a dangerous dispute with authority. To challenge the idea that the Earth is the center of the universe is to challenge the all-powerful Roman Catholic Church. Brecht's dramatization of the battle between belief and reason considers whether proof matters when dogma reigns. Featuring original music by Justin Ellington and directed by Playmakers producing artistic director Vivian Benesch. The Guardian says, if one masterwork seems more timely than ever, it is Life of Galileo. I can't think of a more prescient play for our times. The number to call is 919-962-7529. That's 919-962-7529. And on that particular night, tickets run $15. Dear Evan Hansen plays at the DPAC on Saturday, March 16th at 8 p.m. It's a winner of 6 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. It's a winner of 6 2017, and I'm sorry, those are 2017, and then the 2018 Grammy Award for Best Musical Theater Album. A letter that was never meant to be seen. A lie that was never meant to be told. A life he never dreamed he could have. Evan Hansen is about to get the one thing he's always wanted, a chance to finally fit in. Dear Evan Hansen is the deeply personal and profoundly contemporary musical about life and the way we live it. The tickets, once again, are at the DPAC, 919-680-2787, 919-680-2787. And guess what, friends and neighbors? We are running out of time here for this episode of Movie Reviews and Theater Previews. Thanks for tuning in.